For all your Disney Vacation Club needs, be it buying, selling, or renting points for your next vacation, check out our sponsor over at dvcshop.com. Now on with the show.
Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la puerta.
We welcome you aboard our highway of the sky.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the automatic doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome, friends, and thank you for tuning us in. Before I share who is with us tonight, I will just start with who is not. Michael is away down at Disney as we speak, celebrating his daughter's 13th birthday. Michelle is visiting Oklahoma, and Jeff is busy helping with decorating his daughter's house, but he did say that he would try and get on. So that just leaves Bill, Rick, Steve, and I to run this show. So, guys, how are you all doing tonight?
Oh, good. Yeah,
we're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we all sing? Oklahoma, where the wind comes running down the plain.
Where the waving wheat sure smells sweet. That's the only part of the song I know. I don't know.
When the wind comes right behind the rain.
Okay. Or we can do the one about Oklahoma. There are only two things that I know right. Come from Oklahoma.
Let's move on, Stephen.
Okay. Everyone might edit this out.
Do what?
I said she might need to edit this out. Just because Michael's here doesn't mean everybody has to jump in to talk.
No, that stays in. Okay, so the topic that we are going to cover on this episode is what are some of the things that we have on our current Disney bucket list. And maybe we can even get into, if time allows, some of the things that we used to have on our bucket list and are now crossed off, and whether we enjoyed them as much as we thought we would. We also posed the bucket list question to our Facebook group members, and hopefully a bit later on, Rick will be reading some of those comments. So who would like to get the ball rolling here, guys?
Not me.
I nominate Bill.
I second that nomination. Bill, you're up.
Okay. My first Disney bucket list, whether it exists or not, after watching I always forget the name of it, the Animal Kingdom behind the scenes show that they on Disney Plus, I would love to go behind the scenes with them. I mean, it's not really something they do, but hey, you can have a bucket list that someday, maybe for some reason, who knows what it is, maybe for an interview, maybe just because of a job relation, just be able to go back behind the scenes and meet some of the I don't want to say characters, but they're not characters, the vets and the animals and see some of the stuff they do. It's very fascinating. It opened my eyes to zoo staff and, you know, what everyone does. You think it's just, oh, you put them in a, be crude, I guess, put them in a cage and feed them. You know, it, you know, the thing they do to intervene with stuff with their health issues and this, and trying to not repopulate species, but to, you know, be able to, for these species that are endangered, to at least have a group of them throughout the country or the world, you know, if we ever have to repopulate them. So I a little off base there, but that would be my first Disney bucket list item.
Okay, two quick questions. So have you ever been to Rafiki's Planet Watch? Over there, they've got the, like, animal hospital, and sometimes you get to see the vet in action.
I've started out real big because I haven't. Animal Kingdom is the one park that we just, it always defeats us. And there's so much to do on there that I haven't done yet. So, you know, I was like, I'm really going out big when there's a lot of little bucket list items in there that I want to do. So, yeah. So the answer was no.
And, you know, you just made a good point, actually, because bucket list items can be something so silly to something that probably will never happen. And the second question I had for you then, and maybe Rick can chime in, but isn't there already behind the scenes at Animal Kingdom?
A tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's closed right now, though.
But would this tour sort of like satisfy Bill, do you think? Or is it just how they theme Animal Kingdom?
Well, let me see if I can find it.
Because I think there was more than one, wasn't there? When they were running,
there's
obviously
the Wild Africa track. I think that's the one that most closely matches what Bill's talking about.
Right.
You get to have a meal on the Savannah, I think.
Yeah.
You also, go behind the scenes and walk across this rope bridge over top of the alligators and crocodiles. And,
and for Sheila, she can do it because it's not like 16 feet high. It's only like 2 feet. You can pet the alligators.
Yeah. That's like a swinging bridge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not concrete bridge.
You'd probably die of a heart attack.
Yeah, I probably would.
It says you must have physical stamina, comfort with height, and the sure-footedness to negotiate small hills, foliage, and unsteady rope bridges on this tour.
See, that's one I haven't done. I'm assuming you haven't done
it. There's a surprise.
Right? Yeah, that's kind of on my bucket list. But yeah, no, we haven't done that one.
I would like to do that tour. It is on my bucket list.
Maybe when it all comes back and we can all be back at Disney again, maybe we should all do it together.
There we go.
Yeah.
But then we would be the number one suspects when they find your body in the alligator crocodile pit.
They wouldn't find it. They would be hungry.
They would find her shoe or something.
Or a hairball.
Oh, thank you. Especially after your comment about my hair looking a mess tonight.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
No, there you go, guys. We've got another thing to go on our bucket list.
Maybe it'll be open by the time we go to in October.
it might be open before this episode makes the air.
Wouldn't that be fun going on that trek? It's like, hey, Sheila, hold this raw chicken as you walk across. And go, here, kitty, kitty.
Yeah, I don't know if I can trust any of you guys, actually. So, yeah, that's a good one. I think that's one that we would all want to do, actually, Bill. How about you, Rick?
Yeah, I said I want to do that too.
No, I mean, have you got another one, or are you just going to?
Oh, yeah. Let me think.
Oh, if you want, I can do one while you're thinking.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I said this to you the other day, Rick. It's very hard for me to come up with some stuff because, you know, after going 20 years with no kids, Steve and I have had the luxury, or whatever word you want to put in there, of doing a lot of our bucket list items. But Disney is Disney, and there's always something new. We make a point of trying to find something new every time we go that we haven't done before. And this might surprise you again, Rick, after all these years. Steve and I have never done the Jingle Cruise at Magic Kingdom.
Nope.
That seems like it's too much of a thrill ride for you. Either that or you don't appreciate the humor, so you don't ride it.
That's true.
No.
I didn't think about that.
Do you know what? I think, because, we've been that time of year when, you know, Jingle Cruise is up and running.
No, I don't know. Last time we were there, you yelled out, oh, look, the front side of water.
Huh.
You are so funny tonight.
And then she peed her pants.
Oh, it's going to drop. We're going to drop.
No, the funny one was when we had this skipper who thought he was on the actual safari from Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
He was so educating us with no jokes. It was no joke.
It was terrible.
It was. No, going back, I know I've been in that park when the Jingle Cruise are either getting it ready or it's been there, but it's been too long a wait. Mm-hmm. But that's one thing that's on my bucket list still to do.
Yep.
Have you guys been on it?
I have.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like a huge change. It's just a couple of little overlays and some, I think, spiel differences, right?
Yeah. They have like gift boxes floating in the water and put sweaters on the characters.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's actually okay. That would be neat.
Now, does anyone know when they start the overlay?
August.
It's usually around Thanksgiving.
No, it's earlier than that because let's say change it. When I did it, it was the beginning of November. Usually they flip it over right after the last, used to be the not so scary Halloween party, but the 31st would be the last day on that. And then I don't know if it was right after that, but I know it was in that first week that when we went on Jingle Cruise, it was open.
Last time I checked, November was around Thanksgiving.
Well, the beginning of November, you know what? It's a couple days. It's a couple weeks before that.
Is that okay? I mean, you'd want to do that as wouldn't you, Steve?
Yeah.
But I'm also now excited, and I think I'll try and get this one in on October the 1st. It's running now, isn't it? The Jungle Cruise is running now.
Yes.
I want to go and see the changes that they've made.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the, you know, people obviously complain when, you know, they tweak with what was there, but it's exciting too, because it's like, ooh, one more thing or another reason to go to see something that's different that you haven't mm-hmm. seen before on, and you know, it's still some of the stuff is a lot of the stuff is the same, but a little change here and there just to make it a little, you know, more exciting. And anything also, not that you want the lines to be bigger on that, but you know, if you get lines bigger on that one, maybe the lines won't be as long on a different one. So
yeah.
So, but yeah, I think pretty excited for that one too.
Is that a ride that you would fast pass or wait in line?
Fast pass. I mean, if it was available.
Right.
Okay, question, because I love Jungle Cruise, but have you guys ever gone through the full line and listened to the music in the queue?
Mm-hmm.
I love that music, or not just the music, but it's like it's a radio show.
Yeah.
Sound bites.
Yeah.
I actually appreciated the ride more after listening to the sound bites and the radio show, you know, just at home with the background music kind of stuff. And like, well, the first time I was like, I went back on it. I was like, I wanted to go on the Jungle Cruise. And I got on like, oh, this is kind of stupid. It's like this. And then I got back home and listening to that stuff. Like I missed all the puns. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be that, you know, it's supposed to be like that. So yeah, I do enjoy that too. But that, it also seems when I've been there, it's like, that was the one that the line never seems to get too small as far as just to do the standby. Everyone else is like, you can hit Pirates at the right time, you can hit Splash at the right time, and everything. But that one, it always seems like the lines are, so I guess it's very popular still.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why we don't get on it as often, because we look at the line and they have
so many switchbacks in that thing. It's like, oh, look, let's get on. And all of a sudden.
It also doesn't load up as fast as Pirates or Small World.
No.
But I still like that ride.
Heck yeah.
I think it's a good one. I hope they never get rid of that one.
Okay, my bucket list.
Oh, you got something?
Yeah, right there. Jungle Cruise.
Oh, Jungle Skipper. Cruise. Oh, Skipper. Oh.
Yep.
That was another show. That's what you want to be. Yep. That's your bucket list item.
Yep.
Okay, so that was me. Bill, do you have another item on your list?
What about me? I mean, seriously.
Sorry, Rick. You had your opportunity.
Fine. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah.
No, go, Rick. Otherwise, I won't hear the last of it.
Go on, Bill.
Don't, Bill. Rick.
No, go, Rick. I'm not going.
Hands. Be strong, Bill, and go.
Go, Rick. Go, Rick. Go, Rick.
Oh, sorry, Rick goes. Oh, there you go.
Okay, Rick just went. Wow, he's quiet and not even on mute.
Is he there?
Rick, breathe. Breathe, Rick. We may have to give him virtual CPR.
How'd you know I was holding my breath because I was mad?
Now I gotta wipe that off my lips. Yeah.
Okay, let's try this again. Okay, Rick, are you ready? Rick, are you ready to go now?
Yeah, I had a good one, but the lack of oxygen made me forget what it was. I would like to renew my wedding vows at Disney World and have all four of my kids dressed up and up there with us.
Where are you renewing your vows, Rick?
Oh, I don't know. We just have to see what, you know, because you can do it at so many different places, which one fits our budget and our schedule. You know, because you can do it, I think, in the Epcot Pavilions before it opens, the World Showcase. And you can do it, of course, at the Wedding Pavilion. And you can do it, I think, at maybe the boardwalk area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it just depends. Any of them would be fine.
I know you can do it in Canada, but I mean, that's on my list as well.
I got 2 years to make it happen.
Oh, you meant at the Canada Pavilion.
A Canadian Pavilion. Why 2 years?
Our 25th wedding anniversary is in 2 years.
Oh, cool.
That's what I want to do it for.
See, I've got it down on my list to renew.
I don't.
No, he doesn't. So I might have to get a divorce. Get a divorce.
I'll get a stand-in.
But I'd like to get married in China, to be quite honest.
Me too. I want to be in China.
No, not Shanghai.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking Chinese pavilion.
Why the Chinese?
Oh, it's so pretty.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, the
garden.
Yeah, with the garden and the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Disney Plus, or they had the Disney Dream Wedding show that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple that did get married at the Chinese Pavilion. I mean, they had the reception at the Chinese Pavilion.
I don't know if I saw it. Did we see that one? Okay.
Yeah. I do remember that, but the centerpiece or something, I can't remember what it was, but they were hockey fans. So there was like something hockey. I can't remember if it was the Stanley Cup was there or something. It was like, you know, you have the Chinese Pavilion and it was like, or something like that. I can't remember exactly what the thing was, but I just remember something hockey and the Chinese Pavilion. And it was really nice.
Let me read you the venues. And then maybe we can make a poll for our Facebook group.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, so we have the American Adventure Rotunda, Ariel's, which is at the Beach Club, Atlantic Dance Hall at Boardwalk Inn, the Attic at Boardwalk Inn, California Grill, the Canada Terrace, Casitas Courtyard at Coronado Springs, the China Courtyard in Epcot, Citrico's at Grand Floridian,
my favorite restaurant,
Conch Key Marina at Grand Floridian, Crescent Cove at the Yacht Beach Club, the Croquet Lawn at the Boardwalk Inn, the Casino Plaza at Coronado Springs, Disney's Boardwalk Inn Ballrooms at the Boardwalk Inn, the Contemporary Resort Ballrooms, Coronado Springs Resort Ballrooms, the Grand Floridian Resort Ballrooms, the Wedding Pavilion, the Yacht and Beach Club Ballrooms, the Yacht Club Wedding Gazebo, the East Plaza Garden, that's in Magic Kingdom Park, Eau de France, France Pavilion, Germany Courtyard in the Germany Pavilion, the GM Lounge at Test Track, the Great Hall of China in China,
right,
Harambe Street in Animal Kingdom, Italy Isola in Italy. That's that little step down area. Terrace in front of the Italy Pavilion by the water.
Yep.
The Italy Plaza, the Japan Courtyard, La Mesa Patio at Coronado Springs, Lantana at Coronado Springs, the Living Sea Salon, Luau Beach at the Polynesian, Luau Point at the Polynesian, Magic Kingdom Park Evening. That's like on Main Street. Can you believe that? Could you imagine? That's probably expensive. The Napa and Sonoma rooms at California Grill, the Norway Loft, Oak Manor.
Oh, yeah, Lawn. I know. I've been there. Yeah.
The Oak Manor Lawn at Port Orleans Riverside, Pandora, Sago Key at Grand Floridian Resort, Seabreeze Point at Boardwalk Inn, Shipwreck Beach at Yacht and Beach Club, Tamu Tamu Courtyard at Animal Kingdom Park, Terrace de Flair at France, the Tree of Life in Animal Kingdom, Tower of Terror Courtyard in Hollywood Studios, United Kingdom Courtyard in Epcot, United Kingdom Lockside in Epcot, and the train station.
Whoa, I did not know they had that many locations.
I kind of figured they probably would.
And you know what concerns me, Rick? When I want to renew my vows, I did not hear the Skyliner mentioned.
No, you might have to just take your own preacher with you and do it on your own.
Yeah, I think so.
How about River? Can you do Rivers of America? No. And you just have to be quick before the Lily Bell comes.
The one on Main Street, it begins 2 to 3 hours after the closing of Magic Kingdom Park. It's a $30,000 ceremony fee. Ambient noise may be a factor during your event.
How much again?
$30,000 for the ceremony fee. That doesn't include your guests.
Yeah.
You get to ride Cinderella's coach down Main Street, USA.
Oh, wow. Okay. Because that's like $5,000 or $6,000 alone.
Yeah.
How about like the Tangled bathrooms? Do they have any wedding ceremonies there? That's probably our budget.
And I mean, if you go to the website, that's disneyweddings.com/Florida/venues. Some of the pictures pictures with the seats and everything put up. It's like you can't believe that they would do that. The Plaza Garden.
Yeah.
And they have all these flowers everywhere. That's a $25,000 or more. And it starts at 9 a.m. It takes place during the theme park operating hours.
Oh, geez.
So how about you, Bill? Is this something on your bucket list to renew?
I sound like a heel if I say no.
Well, you said your family doesn't listen to the show, so you're okay.
Okay. This will be the one she listens to. Not Bill.
Bill wants to know where you can get. Okay, I'm not going to say it. I just got a really bad look because it's not really look. Bill.
You know, it comes down to, it's not because of lack of love for my wife. It just comes down to, it was never on my radar to be married to Disney or anything like that. Right. You know, and the biggest thing, I think, unless you go to the right time of year, I mean, I've heard trip reports and stuff like that where, you know, they're like in July and they're soaking wet underneath their tuxedo and and all this stuff. So it does not do anything for me. Maybe if I were to do it, it would be maybe on a cruise ship or something, one of the cruise ships, one of the the cruise ships. That would be kind of cool to do it there, but not on Disney property. And
the minimum is $5,000.
And that's, I think that's the other thing that comes up for me is like, I look at $5,000, you know, just to do that, because I actually, when we're there for our 20th year anniversary, and I reached out to one of the travel agency groups, and I was like, she gave me, I didn't ask for it, like what it would cost to, you know, to renew my vows and this like that. And I was like, I could do so much more with that money, but that's just me.
Yeah, I did re-propose to my wife for 20th anniversary at Disney World.
Oh, that's a great idea.
At Cinderella's Steve. World Table.
No, I just want to renew my vows because I want to make a lot of new ones.
When we go October the 1st, our wedding anniversary is only a few weeks later.
No, this yours is.
Ours is, darling. We've been married 20 years this year. You should be like Rick.
Maybe.
Did you get her a ring?
If we make it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I did it at Cinderella's Royal Table right after the fireworks.
Okay, Rick, you need to talk to Steve, okay?
No, I got Sheila a ring. It's just at the front door.
A doorbell doesn't count, Steve.
It says ring.
You know what? I'm going to add something new to my bucket list for when we go down in October. I don't know what it is yet, but I'll come up with it.
Bucket before time.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one. And you know what, Bill? We'll just wait 2 years and we'll go to Rick's wedding.
I think Rick just cost me some money.
Yeah, I think Rick has. Yeah. Okay, I think we can safely go back to you, Bill.
Okay, I'm glad we can safely go back to me now. Now, this is something, you know, I think this is kind of like on a lot of people's bucket list for one reason or another, but just to do the, I think they're called the VIP tours, and not necessarily, you know, because, well, they're not quite what I thought they were listening to people talk about it, but just the chance to go and walk around and say, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me, you know, just to be like a rock star, a movie star for at least one day, and everyone looked at him and go like, you know, just because you have money, you can go behind that person in the plaid shirt.
You know what happens? People will be taking your picture, posting it to Facebook and saying, who's this guy going around with the plaid?
And, you know, I'd be more interested just not to get on the rides and move around, which would be cool, but just to get, you know, to talk to the plaid and, you know, get to know them a little bit, not get to know them, but, you know, listen to their stories and in any little tidbit of, you know, like information and stuff like that. And that's what I would be more interested in. But, you know, like I said, I think that's on almost everyone's bucket list, but, you know, if we're doing bucket lists, there it is.
It's expensive for one person. I don't know if you guys have ever looked into this, but you're allowed X amount of people for a private tour. VIP.
Like
15? Is it 15?
10 to 15.
I can't remember what the price was, but I can remember thinking, well, if you had 15 people, let's say 15 people.
It's like $100 a person.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Like 6 to 8 hours or something.
Well, I don't think it's that long, is it?
Maybe if you increase the Patreon dues or fees or whatever they're called enough, maybe we could afford to take the group in October.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Add that to your bucket list. Oh, that's not a bucket list. That's just daydreaming. Rick, is that something you would want to do?
What, a VIP tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down.
You're okay with us increasing the Patreon dues in order to afford a trip in October?
No.
That's pretty awesome. Thank you for suggesting that, Rick.
I wonder when they're going to bring those tours back. I hope they
already have.
Oh, they have?
Oh, yeah.
What, the VIP tour as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Lisa, my travel agent, just did one last week.
Oh, no, I missed that. Oh, maybe we could do one in October with all of us.
Yeah, why not?
We should look into it. I bet they wouldn't do it on October the 1st because of everything else going on.
Plaid's got to work like a plaid's got to work.
Yeah, that's a good one, Bill. That's something I would like to do. We did the Keys to the Kingdom, which I would highly recommend.
To anybody.
Yeah. To anybody. Yeah. They take you down into the tunnels. So if you really don't want to see that part of, you know, losing the magic, I think they gave us an option if we didn't want to go down, actually.
I don't know. But it is limited to 14 and over.
Yeah. But we thoroughly enjoyed it. We had kind of a great guy.
Yeah, we had a good one.
Great plaid guy. And you get given a little key. I'm assuming they still do that. The little key.
Yep.
The name tag. But yeah, that's worth doing. Something else I've done while we're just doing the tours and things is the Lunch with an Imagineer. That's another. If it's not on your bucket list, it's something that I would say think about putting on your bucket list. I think you'd enjoy that. Both of you would enjoy that one, I think. Rick and Bill.
Five or six.
That was actually one of my cross it off my list. When it was on my bucket list, was to do that.
It is. It is. It's a fantastic meal. You get a one on one.
There's only what, about 10 of you around the table?
I think it is 10. That's it.
You're in a private room at the Brown Derby.
Brown Derby.
Derby.
That would be cheaper than a private tour.
Yeah, it really is. It was like $70 a person.
And you're there for about, what, an hour and a half?
No, you're longer. Almost three.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. And we had Kathy Mangum. No, not Kathy Carver.
Yeah.
Who is the decorator for dang near anything.
Yeah, she did the castle suites.
The castle suites and, well, everything.
Three-course meal. You don't feel rushed. It's very relaxed. And you get a nice glass plate where the...
Glass plate.
Yeah, where they sign. Oh, and a picture as well. Yeah. Highly recommend it. For sure.
If you can get to it. I haven't looked into it in the last 2 years, but it's book solid.
Rick, I'm sorry. Were you looking for information on what we were talking about on the tour? VIP, or did you give up on that?
It's I think $425 to $750 an hour, depending on when. A minimum of 7 hours, up to 10 people. So
do that math quick, because you lost me on 425 to 7.
If you would imagine, if you will, we did it for October 1st. That would be peak time, or $750 an hour, 7 hour minimum for 10 people, that'd be $525 a person, plus your park ticket.
Plus park ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think we're doing it October the 1st.
No.
No.
Sheila pays.
But I don't know, what's the opposite end then? You gave us the high end, what's the low end?
Probably about $100 less.
$297.50
per person.
Yeah,
I think that's worth that for how many hours?
Like January.
Yeah.
When you really wouldn't need it.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for like the going in the back doors and stuff, and
talking to the cast member, I think is what it's all about for me, anyway.
Well.
And Bill, by the sounds of it.
I could give him $200 and talk to him. Save.
Yeah. You could probably just put a request out on Facebook. I'll pay any cast member $200 just to sit and talk to me for a day.
Yeah. There you go.
That'd be Sheila.
Okay. That was Bill. Do you want to go next, or shall I go, Rick?
You go.
Okay. One thing, once again, that I have never done, and it is on my bucket list, is to go to Disney Springs and go up in the balloon.
Have fun.
Yeah, Steve won't do it, but I would love to do that.
I don't know if they still do, but they used to have it on Groupon where you could get discounted tickets.
Yeah.
I heard that if you get there first thing in the morning...
Yeah.
They will let you go on really, really cheap. And I suppose it's a way of trying to get other people to go on the balloon.
Sucker you on to that death trap.
But that's something I've always wanted to do, because, you know me and my photos. I just think of all the ones I could get.
Yeah, but I also know you in heights.
No, I'm okay with heights.
But you can get lots of good photos on Astro Orbiter, and I don't see you busting down the door to get to that.
Hey, sorry, that's on my bucket list too, because we have never done that. It's no different than...
Yeah, Astro Orbiter is just, it's like, Dumbo. Up above.
Yeah.
It's just it's a spinner.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it in the 70s, and it was like, that was really cool then.
I'm okay with heights. It's just everything else I'm not okay with. I don't know. I don't even know how much that is now to go up. I think last time I looked, it was like $25. So
it's less than that.
Oh, really?
In the morning. I don't know.
So have either of you guys been on the balloon?
No.
Do anybody care to go?
No.
I saw Adam the Woo get stuck.
Well, I don't know if I'd like that.
He did not handle it very well.
Oh, my gosh. That's what we should do. When we go in October, you guys stay at the base, right? And I go up in the balloon and take an aerial photograph looking down on the Monorail Tales podcast crew.
I thought you were going to tell you were going to throw up on us.
Well, she will when Bill cuts the cord. And flies away.
Yeah, don't trust Bill. He's got an evil side to him. Did you know that?
Well, I'm paying him to do it.
Oh. So, yeah, that's on my bucket list. Rick, next one for you.
I would like to ride all the mountains in one day. Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, and Everest.
Okay.
So you've not done that at all yet, then?
I've ridden them all, but not on the same day.
Right. What about you, Bill?
I have not been on them all in the same day. Yeah. It's actually something I really didn't think about, but that's something that's achievable. It takes a little bit of effort, but yeah, I like that one. I might have to put that on my achievable bucket list.
Anybody done 4 parks in a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever done 4 parks but not gone in any of the parks during COVID?
No.
We have.
I've looked at 4 of the maps to the parks at the same time.
How can you do that and not get confused?
I'm an excellent map reader. I watched Dora the Explorer and I learned how to read a map.
Wow.
You're still trying to figure out how to wear a backpack, though.
No, I thought that was your issue, Rick, because don't you put your backpack on your arm?
I wear it weirdly, yes.
Yes.
What do you mean weirdly?
He doesn't put it on like a normal person.
I don't put mine on. I usually wear it on one arm.
Yeah, but it's not on one arm. Shoulder arm. I think it's lower down, isn't it, Rick? Like,
I wear it on one shoulder, and then I wear it around my elbow on the other arm.
Oh, that is weird.
It's like a backpack merce. Man purse.
No.
Man purse.
You'll just have to see it when we go.
All right, so 4 parks in a day. You guys have done it, right?
I have, yeah.
Okay. Bill?
Nope.
Do you care?
It would... again, be one just to say I did it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I could do that. I mean, try to do it someday.
No, I mean, it's like, I mean, I've done it a couple times, but I mean, the first time we did it, we actually did 4 parks in a day and then Victoria and Albert's.
Oh, was that the same day?
Yeah.
Wow.
So one time I went to Animal Kingdom to get the bus from Riverside to, Magic Kingdom once. So, no, did I say that right? Yeah, Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
So I have that one going for me.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever done all Disney transportation in a day?
I've come close to it to try to get to a reservation at Ohana once. I think I told that at some point where we started out and we took the bus to get on the monorail, which was down, got on a boat, got kicked out of the boat, went back to the monorail, went back around the loop. I forgot about running through the Grand Floridian to get to the monorail station.
Yeah.
Because once again, that's something that Steve and I do so many times, as you know. We don't go to the parks, but we find things to do just fun things like, you know, ride every mode of transportation.
Yeah, we rode the bus, we rode the Skyway,
we rode.
How many boats did we do?
Yeah, because we did all the different smaller boats going to the different resorts.
The only ones we didn't do were the aqua cars.
Yeah.
And I ain't paying that.
That's not on my bucket list anyway.
That's not really a mode of, I mean, it is a mode of transportation, but it's more of an attraction. And, you know, you're not going anywhere. Agreed. You start one point, you come back to the same point. So
that's true. Yeah.
I mean, right. And even the railroad, when it was going, it went around, but you at least could get off at different stops.
Yeah.
And I think, Sheila, if I recall right, your favorite one was at the back of the police cruiser at the end of the night, but.
How did you get to know about that?
I have my ways.
I posted your mugshot.
Oh.
It's Monorail's Deep Tracks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. I don't know how I got this reputation. And I do blame Steve. Because
everybody will know on October 1st.
Seriously, guys. Nothing happened.
Oh, once you got out.
Okay. Who's next?
Bill?
Yeah, Bill. I'm going big. Mine are all big. I'm going with Adventures by Disney.
Ooh.
I at first was not too interested. I'm like, it's Disney. If I want to do Disney, I want to go to the parks. But the more I think about it and the more that I've watched some of the programming, again, on Disney Plus, I'd love to go to the Asia area. You know, I was very fascinated with China. I would love, I'd love to get into there and learn a little bit more about the culture and see some of the sites and go to the parks. And I mean, I know you could swing it all in. That's not really why you go the Adventures by Disney, but you can swing in with the parks. I think sometimes they do a stop at the park, one of the parks, but mm-hmm. Just that would be, I think, just to, again, have that Disney level of taking care of you, hospitality, and learn from, you know, and I think it's usually you have at least one of the tour agencies might be, I mean, one of them's like a local person from that area. So, you know, they know a lot of the stuff to learn more. So that would be one of my bucket lists would be Adventures by Disney.
All right. So at an Asian park, I'm going to guess probably for you, Tokyo.
I'm trying to think where they all are. It was like
they do one in Shanghai. I think they do one in Hong Kong. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But the one that you and I probably both have listened to was the one that the WW Radio did a couple years, three years ago in
China.
They did go to China
like last year. But
the Tokyo one, they were just, it was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, that one would be, I think, to do that and the, I can't really think, the Disney Sea, Disneyland Tokyo and help me here, Disney Sea.
Yeah. Tokyo, Disneyland, and Disney Sea.
Thank you. That's what
you got.
Yeah. You know, but I just right now it's like really, I mean, either one, it's a toss up. That one would be really cool, but it's like something to, you know, get into any of the Asian countries I'm just fascinated with right now. So. Even that one, and it's like, maybe there's a park somewhere and starts with an S. I can't ever remember the name of the parks.
Yeah, me either.
Maybe it's
We've already said it.
Oh, did he? I missed it. I wasn't paying attention. That's not why I brought that up. That is actually one of my bucket lists.
So, is it just those parks, or do you want to do all parks nationwide? Worldwide.
Of course, it would be, again, who wouldn't want to turn down an opportunity to at least visit all the parks and say, I've been to all the parks. But I think the parks in Asia area, well, I guess in Asia, are the ones that internationally interest me the most. I was going to say it's either Asia or it's Disneyland Paris.
Right. Right.
Those are the ones that interest me, and with some of the rides, the attractions they have there, and just again, well, the popcorn. Was that in Japan where they had the popcorn?
Yes, which, you know, some of this makes me ill thinking about it, but yeah.
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 And that's one of the things I go back and forth between the Chinese pavilion and the Japanese pavilion. I love getting back in the Japanese pavilion and just wander or looking at all the different snacks and they have. And, you know, it was like, what was that, fried shrimp chips or something like that. I got one the last time we were there. And of course, no one wanted to share with me, but they were really good.
Oh, neat. So Rick, are you interested in the internationals?
I want to do Adventures by Disney, but I want to go to Scotland and take my dad.
Oh, cool. What about any of the other parks?
Yeah, I want to see them all.
Okay.
Now, would you wear a kilt?
I guess.
Just visualizing.
That's rude.
That's not. I'm just visualizing Rick in a kilt.
Let's keep it clean.
I'm keeping it clean. When in Scotland you wear a kilt?
Do they wear underwear under them in Scotland?
Now who's being rude?
I'm asking a question. I'm not Scottish.
Well, I know the royal family don't usually.
Oh, well, guess who was laying on the sidewalk?
No, I mean it's...
I see London, I see France. He ain't wearing no underpants.
Well, okay, not the kilt. How about, is it a tam? I think that's what they call their hats, the like beret that they stick on. I think they're called tams.
You mean a beret?
Beret, whatever.
A berry?
A berry.
Oh, wear a little berry on me.
No, actually, my dad went to Scotland and he brought me one back. Yep. Lost it in my travels. But that would be kind of cool, going to Scotland. I went there once. I was on the way back from Ireland and we caught the ferry from Belfast and went over. And actually we went through Gretna Green, and Gretna Green is well known for...
Remember that picture?
Yeah. It's well known for people eloping and getting married at Gretna Green. And that was kind of cool. You'd love Scotland.
She had curly hair back then. We'll post that picture.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you for laughing, Rick, so I didn't have to.
No, Rick's seen me with curly hair.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Have I? Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what are y'all talking and you put your finger in the socket?
Don't encourage him, please, guys.
Oh, they don't have to.
Yeah. So you say you want to go, Rick. How likely is that to happen, do you think?
With my dad, I don't know. He's not in the best of health. I know he would like to do it, so.
Right.
Also, yeah, money.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, that really is.
Okay, I'm going to throw one out.
I just want to take my dad to Disney World.
I don't know whether to go... The one that I know will happen or the one that will never happen. So I think I'll quickly go to one thing on my bucket list is I started getting into the weather vanes around Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And there are amazing ones. I think most people don't look up high enough. But there's ones of, oh my gosh, my mind's blank. The Toad at Disneyland, Mr. Toad. Oh, yeah. And you have to look up and see some of these weather vanes. I've got quite a few, but don't have them all. And in fact, I think on one of your trips, Rick, I was asking you to take me some pictures along with garbage cans.
Yeah, the garbage cans.
No, there is a weather vane at Saratoga that I do not have. And I think I was trying to get you to get that one for me. So that's on my bucket list.
You're so vain. You probably think this vane is about you, don't you? Don't you?
It's very shocking to hear that.
What?
The weather vanes I messed up. Never mind. You did. I was trying to put a bad joke in there.
I knew you were going to mess up. That's why I did it. So before we start wrapping up, any other good ones on your bucket list, guys?
Just for me, a D23 event, which Steve and you've been to a few of those. Get back to Disneyland.
Yeah, Disneyland, D23, California Grill. Those are all attainable.
Oh, I'll throw one more in. I'm hogging the time here, but I would love to do the go volunteer a day or a week or whatever to give the kids the World Village.
Oh, fantastic.
Be able to do that and just, I mean, I love interacting with kids and stuff like that. It'd be like so much fun, I think. So that would be something on my, that's something on my bucket list.
Yeah. Is there anything that on anybody's list that you see extremely difficult to do that you would like to do? Because I'm not going to say because there's nothing that's unobtainable.
I've got Club 33. Get an invite to Club 33.
Yeah, that's done. No, yeah. That ain't going to happen. It can happen. I mean, you can find an invite.
Yeah, I doubt
from someone.
Okay, you ask him, Rick and Bill. I apologize. Yeah. I interrupted.
But guys, is there one that? That's really, really, really way out there.
I usually don't dream about unattainable things.
Well, you did get married.
Yeah.
Well, I would say that was pretty lucky.
For her.
Touche, my friend. Touche. Okay.
What about you, Bill?
Yeah, I'm going to Bill on that one. Rick got me. Okay.
Yeah, most of the bucket lists I had were, oh, I know one, it's unattainable. Here we go. How could I forget this one? Meet Haley Mills.
Oh.
Someday, somehow.
Maybe at her funeral.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, I had a chance. I had an aunt. Someone knew someone who knew someone, and then you had to do that.
It's called 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, not 6 degrees of Haley Mills.
So that's done. I'm done with you, Rick. Bye.
Yeah.
That was harsh. Very, very harsh. We all know how much he's in love with her. Hey, Bill, I've got to ask. Are you a member of her fan club?
Guess that'd probably be a good start. No. I did look up once, like, to try to get information. Like, well, that sounds like a stalker. I was going to say her publicist or something like that. Just to do, like, the dream throughout. Like, hey, would you like to be on our show? Just because, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I never got further than that, so. She's not that old, Rick. You know what?
You give it in back, Bill.
She's older than Sheila.
Not by much.
She's 75.
Oh, yeah, she is.
That's older than you. Oh, heck yeah. That's still not old by standards today. She's going to live to be 115 just to get you even, Rick.
She was on something quite recent because
it was a couple of years ago. Yeah.
No, I saw recently on a program that I was watching. Maybe it was a talk show, and I because I thought of Bill straight away, and I was going to send him a message, and I thought, nah, too much effort.
Well, Bill, unfortunately for you, she's not on Cameo, so there goes my birthday idea for you.
Sorry, you just about made me. Put out my water. Or if it was Michelle, my blue moon.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what, Rick's now going to try and get round you to make up for the comment he made to you.
Why would I do that?
God, for a second there, you got back in my good side, then you're out again.
Welcome to the roller coaster of Rick.
Oh, boy. Okay, so That's it. You know what? Maybe you do need to enroll in the fan club of Hayley Mills. I'm sure there's one out there, Bill.
Oh, yeah. There's several.
I'll just write her a heartfelt letter, and they'll say, look at this nice letter from this 8-year-old kid who thinks, and they'll go, no, he's 48. Now, that's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the 4 in brackets.
Plus the fact I use crayon, that would be a little creepy, so maybe we'll go back on that plan.
You know, maybe we should go on Cameo.
There we go.
All right. Is this a new social media thing I don't know about?
It's a thing where you can pay celebrities to send personalized video messages to your friends.
Yeah, anyone that, you know, wants me to send them a message, yeah, just get in contact with my agent, Rick.
Or me.
Oh, hello, I'm Sheila. I think you're very attractive. If you would like,
actually, no,
please,
you know what?
Call me at 417.
Don't you dare give my number up.
4965.
I think Rick does the English accent better these days.
Because mine's fake. But then again, so is yours.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so shall we wrap this up on before we insult too much of each other?
I think we've done a good job on that.
No, Rick has.
He's done a very good job at that. And I'm impressed.
Rick, I know we had talked about you just reading some of our comments from our Facebook members. And then after that, Bill, I know you've got a message that you want to send out to our listeners. And then I'll take it back and just close out the show. So all yours, guys.
All right. I was trying to find somebody Disney related that Sheila would know. Who we could get a cameo for, but I don't think she'd know any of them. Because they're all... Oh, the voice of LeFou.
The voice of LeFou, that's...
Jesse Cordy.
Jesse Cordy, yeah.
$69. So, there you go. Happy birthday to Sheila.
You mean
I
got way
too...
Oh, he probably is.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean, too? Are you... That's rude again. He's insinuating that I'm old. He is old too.
You're interpreting that I'm insinuating.
Interpreting?
That. Interpreting.
Let me get Robert Picardo.
Interpreting.
Are you ready for me to read these or not?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Rick. I had already passed it to you and you were not listening. Right, Bill?
I was just
that was correct.
Making sure we were done with the cameo part.
No, we were.
I'll stick up for you, Bill. We'll stick together, okay? Against the
evil Rick.
The evil Rick.
There's evil. One sad comment on here where somebody has a cry face and says that they wish they could meet Hayley Mills.
Oh, are you serious?
Is it Bill?
Was that you, Bill?
I will plead the 5th.
Actually, the first comment comes from James Jamie Price.
Uh-oh.
And he says, surviving 3 nights with Rick Forbes. Because we're splitting a room when we go to Disney World in 2 weeks.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's bringing his son, and I'm bringing one of my sons, and we're splitting a room for the Edcott family vacation, you know, with our friends from the WWE podcast.
Oh, cool.
I think there's 70 people.
Wow.
Going to be down there. Everybody except for Bill.
Yeah, I know.
He's living vicariously through us. So the next one is from Jeremy Murray. He says, I would like to get chosen to make one of the animal noises on behalf of a bleacher section at the Festival of the Lion King show. I'm always a bit jealous of the person chosen.
Really? Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing that either. That would be fun.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, that's not a thing I'd want to do. I don't know.
I would want Sheila to get the giraffe section. Do you know what sound a giraffe makes? I think they say they
like
make
a
noise like a sheep, but most people say they're silent. So that's why I would like Sheila to lead it. All right. Jeff Positano says a Plaid VIP tour. And then Cassandra Callahan says land and sea package, 7 nights each, or a Plaid VIP tour like Positano noted. Realistically, I will take Keys of the Kingdom tour.
Yep, I would like those too.
I would like to do the behind the scenes, the Living with the Land tour.
Oh, yes. That's another one that would be on my list. Yep. We haven't done that one.
I don't know why we haven't done that.
Because that's quite a cheap one. Yes, or it used to be.
$25.
Or you could just jump out of your boat and grab a cucumber. It's...
That's true.
All it costs you is a lifetime ban to Disney World. Maybe a night at, in the Pokey.
Yes, but how much can you sell that cucumber for?
Probably 75 cents.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I would definitely want to do the behind the scenes. And I don't know, that's lots of stuff there. Lots of stuff.
I would like to thank our members of the group, Rick, for taking that time, you know, to respond to the question. I didn't put it out till later today, but yeah, thanks to our group members.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We're going to have to do that more often. To our friends.
Fun fact. Okay. Fun fact.
I'm having trouble connecting to the internet.
My Alexa.
In your Alexa app.
Fun fact, I will be meeting all those people at my trip in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Oh, actually, it's a week from tomorrow.
A week?
Never mind. So, yeah.
Well, considering you haven't said the date that we're recording this, but...
I'm flying down July 9th.
Wow.
We don't normally do this, but we're recording this on the 1st of July.
Is it?
Isn't it? I don't
know. Yeah, we normally don't record on the 1st of July.
Yeah, we
no,
don't.
Not 2021, we don't. No. Maybe 22. Who knows? We'll see. So, do we now pass to Mr. Bill?
Oh, no, Mr. Bill.
Yes, let's do that.
Thanks for reading the outrick, by the way.
Okay, exciting news here, people. On a past episode of Monorail Tales, episode 179, Steve and Sheila had the pleasure of doing an interview with Jody Jean Dreyer, author of the book titled Beyond the Castle. Well, Jody was kind enough to donate 3 copies of the book for our monthly contest for July that we have for the members of the Monorail Tales Facebook group. It's a great book. And if you like a chance to win it, all you have to do is go over to the Monorail Tales Facebook group and under the contest post pinned at the top of the page in the comment section, just enter where you are from. If you're not already a member of the group, it's real easy to join. Just search for Monorail Tales in Facebook, and there's a link on there, or you can click on to join the group, and we just ask you just have to answer a couple of questions, Disney related questions, and as long as you're a real person, we will accept you, most likely. Accepted me. 3 names will be selected to be on our Wheel of Chance, and will be announced at the end of the month. Unfortunately, at this time, we can only accept U.S. addresses to ship the prizes to. Since I didn't put this, someone wrote this. I'm just reading the copy. Since Sheila is cheap.
Oh.
That was the copy I was handed. So I have to do my job to get my
Rick. 2 cents. Did you get Rick to amend all that? You're going to take the fifth again.
I'm going to take the fifth on who did that one again.
Yeah, I mean...
Go ahead, Sheila.
No, I was about to say, you were saying about how easy it is to join the group. I think it's also a continuation of the fun that we have here on the show continues within the Facebook group. And we are a friendly bunch. And yeah, we welcome you with open arms to come and join. And as I say, as Bill said, you have a chance to win a book as well.
Yeah.
And it's a really good read.
Great book.
Yeah. So we've come to the end of a show. And I suppose for me, you know, the bucket list thing, there is one thing on my bucket list that I know will happen. And, you know, sorry to bore our listeners, but I'm so pumped up about this, so excited. And
about meeting me at Disney World.
Yes. Yes. I am not going to lie. I am not going to do any silly jokes.
Hello.
But Bill paid me to say that. I don't know. Perhaps you wouldn't have if he'd heard about the Hayley Mills comment. But anyway, yeah, I am excited. And I know this is one thing on my bucket list that will happen, that all of us, it's going to happen too, that we're going to meet each other and our friends from Facebook group like Abby and Team Niner. And also our friends from other podcasts that, you know, we've made over the years. So it's just going to be nice that I can cross off something on my bucket list later on this year. So there you go. So anyway, to our listeners, if you want to post a comment in our group or share some of your bucket list items, we would love to see them. And I suppose this is the time to say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night. And thanks for listening, listeners. We love you. Take care. Until next time. Night, Bill.
Good Rick, night.
Steve.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Bill.
Good night, love. Cheerio.
Toodle pips. Bye. Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world, cause it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes, cause your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny. It's been fun, but now I've got to go. Life is way too short to take.
And thank you!